So, hi everyone. I'll talk a bit about Huawei, why I actually like their stuff. Let's find out how to skip to the next slide. Okay. Why am I talking about that? Huawei is one of the lesser known vendors in Western Europe. I work for Profi Engineering Systems. The company was founded in 1984, has 300-ish employees. We are Huawei 3-star partner, so we do enterprise networking, storage, and compute. We have customers in the German Mittelstand, public sector. My role is BU lead for network solutions. Huawei was founded in 1987, has a bit more employees than we do, about 194,000. They do nearly everything from carrier equipment, optical, to everything, data centers, surveillance, solar panels, batteries, servers, basically everything. They differentiate into carrier, enterprise, and end user for, like, say, mobile phones, solar panels, and everything. So this is not a sales pitch. I don't care if you buy this stuff. I just want to show it to you. What will I be talking about? I'll talk about the high silicon chips, which is non-merchant silicon. So as you probably all know, Huawei got hit by the American trade ban from Broadcom and everything, and they had to develop their own chips. So that's the high silicon stuff, which is also found as ARM processors in mobile phones, etc. And they build their own switching chips now. I'll talk a bit about VRP, the versatile routing platform. That's the operating system. A bit about their data center switches, which are called Cloud Engine. A bit about their campus access switches, which are also called Cloud Engine, but have an S prefix. A bit about their wireless stuff, like the Air Engine access points and access controllers. A bit about security. They also have firewalls, the HiSec engine. They also provide the Great Firewall of China. They currently sell firewall boxes with up to, I think, 2 terabit of throughput. And a bit about the management side. If you have questions during the presentation, please raise them either in the chat or raise your hand, and I try to answer them. So what's different to the currently to the vendors we know, like Cisco or Juniper? Huawei currently moves to their own silicon. So before it was mostly Broadcom and some other chips, but this has been replaced by HiSilicon. This is all built in-house. Huawei is one of the vendors with the largest R&D spendings. The operating system VRP, the versatile routing platform, the current version is VRP 8, supports multi-process, has a multi-process architecture, much like iOS XE or XR, supports multi-CPU and multi-chassis. It's Linux-based, so the first thing you see when you boot a current Huawei device is a U-boot and then a Linux kernel. The CLI is common across all products, so the firewall, the access controller, the switch, the router all have the same CLI. They differ in a few options because the firewall has stateful rules and the wireless controller has the wireless options, but basic configuration like interfaces, routing protocols, etc. is identical everywhere. You can do stuff like zero-touch provisioning with, I think, 95% of the products. So you just provide either the config by DHCP or on a USB stick or whatever. The devices also have a cloud mode, like this Meraki stuff, but except from that, compared to Meraki, you own the hardware and you can convert this stuff back to standalone. So if you buy an access point in cloud control mode, You can just convert it back to standalone or to controller based without any hassle. Just log into the serial console or the Bluetooth console and convert it back. The cloud stuff is especially interesting because you can either host this cloud configuration yourself in your own data center. You can buy this from other vendors or from other service providers in Germany. And you can also get this from Huawei if you don't care about your data being in China. The hardware. Data center switches, the biggest one is the Cloud Engine 16816, the 16 slot chassis. We'll see a few pictures later. Currently up to 170 terabit switching capacity. The engines on the roadmap have around 1.5 petabit per chassis. You can put over 500 100 gig ports in a chassis, and 400 gigabits will be available later this year. Everything from gigabit ports to 100 gigabit ports in one rack unit available. The biggest one rack unit switch has 32 times 100 gig and 8 times 400 gig. They have interesting model naming conventions where the interfaces are encoded in the model name. So CQ is the 100 gig interface and DQ is the 400 gig interface. Then we have the campus series where you have everything from 100 base T up to 10G base T. PoE plus plus, Ultra PoE plus plus with 200 meters of reach. You have chassis switches with up to 12 line cards, I think. Mostly are fixed switches from the small 8-port 100 megabit switch up to the 48 times 25 gigabit with multiple 100 gig uplinks. They have something interesting called hybrid optical switches for wireless access. Some access points, especially the outdoor ones, come with SFP slots, but you still have the problem to run power over something like 400, 500 meters. Hybrid optical uses standard Ethernet cables for power delivery with 90 watt up to 400 meters, and does all data stuff over, I think, single mode fiber. So you basically have a switch with 24 copper ports and 24 SFP slots, where you just put in these special hybrid cables. So where you basically tie an Ethernet cable and this single mode fiber together, and they call this hybrid optical. Most switches in the S series have integrated wireless controllers, so that's just a software function. One interesting thing is the Super Virtual Fabric feature, where you have two S series switches as parent nodes, and everything under that just creates a cup-up connection to the parents and shows up as kind of line card, including wireless access points. So you basically have a single network with a single control plane for the network and can configure everything from your Super Virtual Fabric parents. Wireless, you have Wi-Fi 6 everywhere. The newest access points all support up to 10 gigabit Ethernet with PoE, and also 10 gig SFP slots. And you can have up to 16 by 16 multi-user MIMO if you want to. Some of those access points have support for IoT cards, where they just present an Ethernet interface to the IoT card and bridge the traffic back. So you can put stuff like control for digital signage in your access points, or you just need it an access point for digital signage stuff, which works over something like ZigBee. And the traditional access point is merged into one device. This is especially interesting for retail, where you can just put up two access points, use the cloud controller, have the people at the retail scan the barcode of the access point, and then it's provisioned. This is used by, for example, by Lidl in all their stores. Yeah, it's some pretty pictures. I try to zoom in a bit. No, stop. That's the modular cloud engine switches. That's the data center stuff. So the biggest ones are the Cloud Engine 16,800, which are rack filling. The stuff on top is the power are the power supplies. The 12,800 is the bit older generation. Also up to rack filling, they need a bit more of power supplies. Apart from that, the whole regular Cloud Engine stuff from gigabit ports up to 100 gigabit ports in fixed configurations. Then we have the campus switches, which are a bit more. The kind of core switches like the 12700E, the 7700, and apart from that, the 6000 and 5000 series are the ones which are single rack unit. Then there's a lot of smaller, small, medium business stuff. I don't know if it's on here. Let me have a look. No. That's not on there. But you have also switches for video backhaul and industrial industrial switches with extended temperature ranges, so which you can hang outside and outdoor. Continuing with campus wireless. The indoor APs are the 8000, 6000 and 5000 series. They also come in a kind of small access points for dense deployments like hotel rooms or student dorms. You have some outdoor APs, the R series, which are waterproof and can be hung outside. Then you have the distributed APs, where you have your AirEngine 9000, which looks a bit like a switch, but performs all the intelligence with distributed radio units like the 5700WD. So you basically put 24 antennas on the AirEngine and connect this with standard copper cable. Also a solution for dense deployments like hotels and student dorms or something like that. I'll continue with the routers. You have some the usual branch routers like the small AR120 going up to the 6300, probably comparable to the Cisco 4000 ISRs. And then you have the big access routers, the NetEngine 40 and 8000, and the big core routers. Also, same CLI, same features available, everything you need. A bit about the firewalls. The HiSec engine USGs, available from desktop size to one rack unit, and the USG 9500 is the data center stuff, which you can have as rack sized with several terabits of throughput if you need that. On top of all that is the iMaster NCE. I don't know who thought about this name, which does management control analysis. So basically you can pull all your telemetry data from your switches and feed this into things like Elasticsearch or whatever they built below that. And you can actually track the performance of your network. So Fabric Insight gives you things like lost packets in your IP fabric. Campus Insight does the whole thing for wireless quality, gives you alerts where to improve everything. But the software side is a nice thing on top. Licensing, something we always like to talk about because, oh, all the interesting features are expensive. No. The only thing you pay licensing for is small licensing fees for if you want to use VXLAN EVPN or MPLS on the S12700. If you want more than 16 access points, so you pay the usual license fee for your additional access point license. With the Cloud Engine switches, 16 APs are supported. You have certain multi-gig switches where you can do a pay-as-you-grow upgrade, like you start with gigabit ports and then you say, I need to connect some access point and I need 5 gig on 12 ports. Then you can buy an expansion for that. But let's see how this turns out. This is a trial. You can always buy these things with full port speed. And if you want to do fiber channel over Ethernet, you have to pay extra. And yeah, that's about it. No need to license for anything, switches or whatever. If you want to use the management software, you have to pay licensing for that. You have to pay licensing for, you have to use pay for device licenses in the management software, but apart from your usual support contract to get software upgrades, that's it. The software, they have a well-documented SNMP interface. You have Ansible modules for the Cloud Engine switches available where you can configure your interfaces, configure BGP routing, OSPF, whatever you like. You have the same CLI everywhere. The basic configuration is the same. Here, as I already mentioned, you have special cases for firewalls and wireless devices. The data center switches have some extras. They have gRPC-based telemetry if you want to, and they have an understanding of candidate and running config. So you can configure everything and then say, okay, commit now. But that's only for the data center switches. The management software is Cloud Campus, where you have your ZTP provisioning. You can deploy devices through your mobile app. So you can just ship it to your location, have someone scan a barcode, and then it's deployed. The usual Network Insight, Campus Insight, which does big data collection on traffic flows and tries to find problems. You have the Agile controller, which does AAA. And if you integrate this with Huawei devices, you have something called Free Mobility, where you can just apply ACLs to specific users, which is used either with VXLAN or just programming ACLs on the corresponding switch. Then you have your iMaster. Currently, Huawei starts rebranding all those stuff as iMaster NCE something. iMaster NCE Fabric is their product standing against Cisco ACI, but it's a little bit different, but has roughly the same functionality. You just don't need special switches because they just do BGP and VXLAN EVPN underneath. And that's about it for the presentation. And now we have a little CLI demo, at least to see something. Let me make this font size a little bit bigger. The screen, the thing which is widely different from anything, they don't use show, they use display. So whoever has used HP 5e series or the HP 3com stuff can probably relate to that, because that's the Huawei CLI on there. So instead of show running config, you have a display current config. Looks like, yeah, standard. IPv6 is supported everywhere, so I can use every feature as with IPv6. And I don't have any IPv4 addresses on this device. The internal Ethernet always has the RPPA address, so I can do display IPv6. Ulu. And I can do everything with IPv6 as well. And I get shown the IPv6 address. If I want to configure something, I can just say system view. And then I can use one of the features I like the most. If I say interface VLAN 1. And I want to see the configuration of the interface, I can just go with display this, and I get the config for the specific item where I'm under. This is something like show at with Juniper CLI, or if I want to see the wireless config. I can see just that. But I think from a CLI point of view, I think this will be better during the discussion later. Okay, so that's about it. Max, stop the recording, please.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for listening.